home title lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away $50,000 and a BMW. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings June 4th and 5th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this disturbed weather pattern yet. Risk of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for a couple of more days before it ends. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around, with a low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A cooler day tomorrow, high 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday. Thursday's high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday with upper 70s and lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Bushwhacking, horn swoggling, crocker crocker is gonna rattle my precious cutter.
Now, who can argue with that?
Rabbit!
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, the segment of our program that gets the most requests. It's the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer. And while I have your attention, have you called that handsome David Ernest? Call that little dreamboat right now at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Let David Ernest put your feet on the path to financial security. Call David Ernest today.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
Super secret studio, where we never dilly-dally, we prefer to be blunt. David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Before you go and get your medical marijuana, you had better call David Ernest. 334-279-7431 or 205- 479-0839. You want to make decisions concerning money matters with a clear head, just like David has for the past 40 years. Don't bogart your portfolio. Call David Earnest today. And now, a warm welcome please for everyone's favorite asset preservationist. It's David Earnest.
All right.
And it's a puff puff pass here to my man on the Zoom here.
Oh.
Are you there? You locked up for a second. It's crazy, man. You can't hear me? Hang on. I'll see if
I know it.
I do not know what to tell you. It says that you're muted.
I got a new computer here I'm trying out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can hear you. I can see you. And it let's see. Let me make this large here.
Are you sure you're not stoned or something?
I got stoned on the way up here. A guy hit me in the head with a brick. But did you hear that? No, it just looked like I said something funny.
No, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What's that?
I switch this over to something else.
Okay, you're going to switch over to something else?
This there.
Okay.
Yes.
While David switches over to something else.
This is what happens when you use new equipment.
Yeah.
You know,
it does. So you're calling me on the phone. I should be seeing it here. Ringing.
No.
Are you just going to zoom through there?
Yes.
Okay. And now I'm echoing. Batting for number 35. Okay.
How's that?
Well, sound quality is like you're on the phone, but you're on the phone. So there you go. We got it straightened out.
Well, I've been trying to switch over, you know,
well,
because...
How?
Everyone says it sounds like I'm on the phone, so I went and got a new computer. It is still... it doesn't work as good as the phone.
Tomorrow, we'll try to get together ahead of time and see can we work the bugs out of it. But right now, we got you here. And we kind of were insinuating there during the opening that we were going to talk about the new medical marijuana. I went to the doctor today, and he wouldn't write me a prescription. So
yeah. So too tall, Matthew came in here. Just where you at, Matthew?
He ran away.
He's checking on me to make sure that I didn't mess up the computer, but I guess I did.
What kind of computer did you get?
I just got one of these small Hewlett Packards, a small one. They said it runs Zoom really good. But
yeah. Well, I mean, we just don't have something turned on, and it's kind of awkward looking for it while you're trying to.
Well, I wasn't running it through the app. I was running it through the browser, and that could be it.
That could be it. Well, maybe during the during our break, you could try to reconnect and see what happens.
Probably not.
Okay. Keep it where it is.
I might feel like, I'm not all together on that right now. So today we're talking about Mary Jane is coming to Alabama.
Yeah, the medical marijuana. I told you, I went to the doctor today, and he's, we're doing this, we're doing that. I said, hey, how would you like to be the first doctor to write a prescription? He said, no. So he didn't want to be the first one to write
a prescription. Well, you know, I think they may be a little leery of this stuff, you know. The CBD stuff really, really works, though. I've been talking to a lot of people that use this CBD, this legal CBD.
Yeah.
And it really, really helps.
Well,
so
I would prefer that over actually the medical marijuana. I'm not in bad enough shape to get that, by the way. I'm okay as far as that goes. I don't really need it. But I would prefer the CBD oil over the physical marijuana because, frankly, I don't like the smell of it.
Oh, well, I'm with you on that. But I think you can eat it, can't you?
They could put it in cookies or brownies, I guess. I never thought about that.
And the candies and things like that they have. What are you smoking, man?
I don't know. You remember that show, Barney Miller?
Yeah.
Somehow or another, they brought some guy in. They thought he was selling marijuana on the street, and he had cooked it in brownies, and was selling it, and they hadn't figured it out yet. And so, remember Fish, the old guy?
Yes.
He had a couple of the brownies, and they were, and he was old, and he was chasing some guy. They were up on the roof, and he jumped like over two rooftops to catch the guy, and it scared the guy so bad he gave up. And he wanted to take some of the brownies home and give some to, what was his wife's name? Bernice. He's always talking about Bernice.
Yes. But, you know, we talk about being conservative and liberal and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of conservative folks think that pain is a bad thing.
Yes.
And that folks need help with their pain. You know, as we get older, these things get more rambunctious on us. In other words, knee pains, leg pains. When I go to bed at night, really, the biggest thing I ever get pain from is the sciatica on my right side of my leg, down to the buttocks. And,
the buttocks.
You know, I have to roll over a lot to kind of get adjust from one to the other. And I talk to myself, it sure would be nice if I could knock that out somehow without having brain fog with it, you know.
Yeah.
Brain fog is not a good thing for financial folks.
No. Not at all.
It's the balance of things. In other words, you've got to balance your life. You've got to balance your lifestyle and the medications and the stuff that you take into your body. You've got to make sure that it doesn't, you know, like change your personality and your attitude and all that stuff. There's so many things that can knock you out of whack. I was reading not too long ago, because I love grapefruits. I did literally love grapefruits. And one of the warnings about grapefruits is that if you're taking certain kind of medications, it could make those medications much more powerful.
I've heard that.
And so, you know, you just got to be careful whatever you're doing. You got to work with your doctor and be aware of what's is going on. You need to read up on things, but we should not be denied freedoms, freedoms of being in less pain, you know. And in big pharma is one of those things that wants to control our lives because they want to control our pocketbook.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not advocating drug use. And marijuana is a drug. They've classified it as a drug. But, you know, it grows out of the ground. I mean, it's not like you got to make it. You don't have to mix up antifreeze and kerosene. You don't have to grind it up. You just go pick it and let it dry and smoke it. I mean, it's a natural thing. And I think that would, you know, there's some people who really would benefit from that, from the medical marijuana. And I think that should be in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so anti-inflammatory is one of the things that the CBD does, and I'm sure the marijuana does it too. I've talked to some people who are more in tune to this stuff than I am, because I don't know that much about it. But I got some friends in California. You know, they're pretty liberal there.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked to some of them. Essentially, they say that if the CBD doesn't have at least a little bit of THC with it, it will not work. Absolutely will not work. So it's very important that our medical personnel of the state is not narrow-minded about what should come in here or not. I understand that Big Pharma wants to control the money. I get that. And they want their fingers in the cookie jar. I get that, too. I also understand a lot of things about who's going to get the money, who's going to get the so-called license to grow this stuff and to distribute this stuff. I don't think they call it stuff, though, but you know what I'm saying. it's a big power grab. You know, we're known, all these states are known for power grabs, you know, and dancing around people who think things are wrong or right, you know. But really, what should we really be doing? The right thing. What is the right thing? To take care of the people. have the people have an avenue to get help, not to be blocked, not to be prevented, not to have to pay thousands of dollars for pain medicine or get hooked on something that would change their lives. Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got a phone call. Let's see who this is. You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
I don't cuss, and I'm Doug from Titus, and you're probably, I don't know today if you're Godzilla or, how are you doing, Rusty?
It just depends on the day, you know. It may come on me all of a sudden. You never know. How you doing?
I'm doing great. David, I totally agree that when it comes to your money and your money management, you don't need to be under the influence. But the main reason I was calling is you can't put it in brownies like Bill Clinton did. I had a nice long conversation with Becky Gerritsen. Y'all both know her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She might be one of Rusty's neighbors. I don't know. But there's a patch. You can't vape. You can't even gummy bears. But, David, what I do, I can't really say over the airwaves, but the only time I take care of my pain is right before I get horizontal in the bed, and that's when I don't make financial decisions.
And you're not driving any heavy machinery?
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, absolutely, yeah. No. Mm-hmm. I just need...
But you got one of those giant beds or something. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying I only need help with sleep.
Yeah.
And, but you're right. You are absolutely right, Mr. Expert Financial Advisor. When it comes to the money, your mind needs to be clean and sober, and you're the
exactly.
man.
Yeah.
So anyway,
you know,
we
exactly. I agree with you, but you know, folks need help sometimes, and most of the time. Look at the big pharma agreement that Obama got with big pharma. You know, medications like insulin going from $15 to $600 a month. How absurd is that? If you think about it, how absurd is it to block the general public from being able to obtain medications that are cheap or obtain medications that work for pain? You know, there's a lot of pain. Look, Willie Nelson will tell you right now, he don't hurt.
That's correct. He does not. And, you know, David Ernest, you're right. That's a whole nother conversation, and y'all could do a week's worth of shows about big pharma and the lobbyists, and there's no telling how many young female college graduates cycle through Washington, D.C. and the Capitol every week of every year, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And there's no telling how much big pharma pills cycle through the Capitol every year. It might not even be a $1 billion business, David. It might be a $1 trillion business. Maybe not in a year, but it's nine figures every year. We know it is.
That's right.
And it should not be that. And I firmly believe that the federal government has already cured cancer. They're being paid off by big pharma.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way about many things like that.
I've lost many family members to cancer.
I certainly hope that that's not the case, but I do think that there's a lot of things that certain people know that they don't share. And, you know, some of the things they could do to help cure a cancer, and they don't share that. It takes a long process. Some of these processes, if you want to call them studies, they're too long. Look at what they did with the vaccine. It came out like, what do they call it? They had a word, you know, real fast. Of course, Trump caused that. Trump was the one who did. Now they're trying to take the credit for this, you know. And of course, there's all kinds of problems with this vaccine. I can tell you for a fact, my daughter took the second vaccine at Pfizer, and she started having all kinds of problems that they do not talk about in the news. And I'm going, you know, that's absurd. But I did read that there are neurological problems that some people get with these vaccines, especially the Pfizer one and the Moderna one. And then, of course, the blood clots of the Johnson & Johnson. Listen, they brought this stuff out real quick. I get it. But was it a lesser of two evils? That's the question. Just like marijuana. Is it the lesser of two evils of suffering and pain or a being of cloudy mind? Which one's better?
That's a question I can't answer, David. I really can't. I mean,
I think it's to each his own. That's what I think. Yeah. I think that I'm showing a side here that I'm not exactly a complete right-sided winged person when it comes to freedoms and folks being able to do things that help them. In other words, I'm all about liberty. Liberty and freedoms for people to do what's good for them, not what's good for the government. Not necessarily good for the government, you know, but good for the individual and, of course, society as a whole. But when you hold back all the stuff that could be good for folks and want to charge them an arm and a leg to get to the good stuff, that's very greedy.
It is, David. There's one thing that I am really, really big on as far as conservative values is personal responsibility. And in my mind, that's how I want to wrap this conversation up, because you can help people be personally responsible with their future. I'm 59. I need to come talk to you real soon.
I'm available.
I know you are. All right, Mr. Whoever you are right now, I don't know if you're shooting Godzilla or if you are Godzilla, but Rusty, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
David, thank you for all the advice and your time. I enjoy the show every evening. Y'all have a good evening.
Well, we enjoy
thank
it,
you, sir.
Thank you very much
that's
for your call.
Doug. I think Doug said he was up in Titus.
Yeah, he sounds like he knows what's going on.
Well, you know, in Titus.
There's a lot of different opinions of Mary Jane coming to town, you know. And, you know, we're not in the 60s anymore. We're not in the, you know, like the, what was that, you know, where they go, you know, doing all the crazy stuff. And we're not there. We're older. We are the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done everything under the sun, and now we're ready to rest and live our lives with what? Our grandchildren, our children. Our colleagues, but pain is a horrible thing, you know, and people need and deserve to be able to control pain. So if you're one of those that has a lot of pain, you might want to keep up with things, talk to your doctor. If you've got a open-minded physician, a lot of these physicians are scared to death because the regulatory people are chasing them constantly. And I understand that there's bad things with opiates and these things that cause people to be hooked on drugs, if you want to call it. But when it comes down to THC, it's a psychological hook. We knew this years ago. I took psychology years ago, and they told us repeatedly over and over, THC is not chemically addictive. Now, if someone's got a different answer to that, they can call me, but it's psychologically addictive. But that's a big difference, a huge difference. And which is worse, you know, suffering and having a horrible time with their life or having a psychological addiction against pain?
Yeah, we got just a couple of minutes before our break here, David. That reminded me when you said that. My daddy said that my granddaddy was addicted to standbacks. You know, remember Goody powders and standbacks?
Yeah, I know.
He could take one of them things without any water. He just poured in there in the little tube. And I remember one. I was 7 or 8 years old, maybe not that old. Man, a little bit older than that. We went fishing one Saturday morning. Went down to the canal down there, and my dad had gone down in this little slough about 4 or 5 days earlier, and he had a burlap bag full of old rotted meat and vegetables and dog food and everything, and he weighted it down with some bricks and threw it out in this little slough. And when we got back on Saturday morning, It was catfish and carp. That's all it was out there. But my granddaddy hung into one, and it probably weighed 7 or 8 pounds. He got that thing up on the bank, and he sat down on that tackle box. He said, "Whew, got to have a stand back." so that was.
It has caffeine in it, caffeine and aspirin. Aspirin will do what it's supposed to do. But that caffeine will open up arteries, and if you got a really bad headache, it can do some things to help relieve the pain. So I can see where someone, if they had a lot of pain, would be kind of psychologically addictive to a stand back or a goodie powder.
He sure loved them. I'll tell you that. Hey, we got another phone call.
Sure.
Let's see who's on the phone here. You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself. Don't cuss.
Hello, David Gord from Montgomery. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, I was driving home from work, and I heard your conversation. The medical marijuana bill was passed by the House and the Senate. Has Governor Ivey signed it? And the law?
I don't know, but I think she will sign it, but I don't know if she's already signed it or not.
It's been a couple of days since it passed, and I figured if he had signed it, there would have been a lot in the news media. I haven't heard anything, but I heard y'all talking about it, and I was hoping that she had done so for all the reasons that you men have mentioned, and it's the abatement of pain.
Right.
I have had recently, 2 total knee replacement surgeries.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I was a smart boy, and I went out of state because I interview my physicians before I go to them about pain.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, look, I am not John Wayne. I'm not going to bite on a bullet and sit under a cactus while you take the air out of me. I want all of the most modern things that one can do that won't imperil my life. And this doctor did it. And I was as pain-free as one can be, having them done 6 weeks apart. I'm just hoping Governor Ivey, and I know her folks, and I know they're good people, and I'm just hoping that lobbyists don't influence her. I'll tell you one thing. I don't know how old you boys are, but I'm in my 60s. And I'll tell you, I grew up... How old are you?
66.
Okay. Well, y'all will understand, I grew up in a county in North Alabama.
I grew up 1,000 yards from Jackson County. I grew up on a mountain called Sand Mountain. I got one.
Oh, good tomatoes up there. Good tomatoes.
Oh,
well,
wonderful tomatoes.
I've got friends from that neck of the woods, and the county I grew up in didn't go wet until 1976. And you know who the biggest opponents were to us selling legal alcohol? Sure. The moonshiners.
Yeah, absolutely. The moonshiners and the Baptists. And I'm not knocking the Baptists, but the truth of the matter is the two of them partnered up to stop all that legalization because
reasons. I won't blame it just on the Baptists. I'm Protestant.
No, of course not.
And the same people I bump into at the ABC store who would turn feet red and say it was for cough medicine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You
must have the whooping cough.
Yeah. Well, it's just like I'm a former aide to, don't hold it against me. I know all about the Congress. I worked for it for many years in a senior position. And Speaker Sam Rayburn used to always convene the Board of Education at 3 o'clock because he said he was snake bit. There's a railing that goes up the back halls of the house that has a serpent on it with big pronounced fangs. he'd stick his finger and say, boys, we better take the cure. So all of that said, I sure hope that we can, in a moderate, in a professional way, not have recreational marijuana. That's for another time and place. But medical marijuana for people who are in pain, who need it for the many, many reasons that one needs it for. Until that time, I won't play with it. I just can't. I can't because of my position, and I won't do it. I'm a man of the truth. But I'll
try some CBD. It might help you.
Well, you know, I have pain medicine, but I'm not in constant pain anymore. For the months surrounding that surgery, even though my doctor was incredible, it hurt so bad I would have kicked a cute little puppy. Mm. But I'm good now. I'm not in pain. But I would like to know that if there came a time that I needed it, that I could do it legally. And we won't talk about the lottery. We won't talk about the lottery, but it's the same thing. There are a lot of people that are buying illegal pot that could be taxed and used in a professional manner, just like there are people that drive to Georgia or Mississippi to buy those tickets to try to win a gazillion dollars.
There you go.
Yeah.
All of that said, one final thing. So, you never talk about money. You get into politics. I hope it doesn't cost you business, but that's between you and your accountant. But
it helps me because I live in the South, and most everybody kind of, you know, I mean, maybe 40% don't like it, but I don't care.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm doing this. I am not trained in economics or anything like that. But I had parents die, and I got a little bit of money. And I'll tell you what I did, and thank God I did. My mother died in 2008, January, right before the bottom fell out of the market. Of course, the guy said, oh, keep this and this stock and that stock. I cashed out. I got it all in cash in a safety deposit box. Am I a fool?
No, but there's better things.
Well, I'm just so scared right now. I don't want to lose it. I have enough money.
I'm with you.
I got enough money.
Come see me. Let me show you some stuff.
I got enough money to pay my house off if I need to.
Yeah. Well, I want you to keep it. And that's why you probably need to come see me, because it's a two-edged sword. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Cash in a box is a two-edged sword. It's in the box, but it's sure losing value, and probably about to lose a lot of value really quick with this inflation. So, but there's other ways to not lose money and still keep up with inflation. You've got to do that or you lose.
So give David a call at 279-7431. And we appreciate your call, but I've got to run and do this break. And we're going to do that, and then we'll be back, and we'll talk more about the medical marijuana and who knows what all here on the Health and Wealth Show. That's a good Andy Griffith thing. Who knows what all we'll talk about. Thanks for tuning in.
David Ernest will return with more of this somewhat smoky edition of the Health and Wealth Show.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
Late one afternoon, in Greenbow, Alabama, you could see a man running down the road. There was a young girl watching him, and she was yelling,
"Run, Forrest, run!"
Soon he was joined by another man, and together they ran down the road. A conversation began. Let's listen in.
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, Carl.
What you running for?
Jenny said the government was going to take all my money, so I'm going to see about taking care of that.
What's the government want to do with your money?
Jenny said that there were people coming over here, some from the land of China, and the government wants to give them my money.
That don't seem right.
There's a man in charge up in Washington. He's not like that nice fella I met years ago. There are people chasing him around with a screwdriver.
What they doing that for?
They say he's got a screw loose. I reckon they just won't tighten it up for him. But he's one wanting to take all our money.
I'd take him my car, but it ain't got no gas in it. Reckon how come they'd let the feller want to take all your money?
Well, Mama says stupid is, stupid does.
Well, who we gonna go see about this?
Jenny said there was a man. His name is David Ernest, and he can help.
All right, then. Stop running, I reckon. There's an announcer fella over there. Tell you how to call David Ernest on the phone. We don't have to run till we give out.
That's right, Carl. You can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
All right, then.
Carl, where did you hear about David Ernest?
Heard it on the radio while I was up there in a nervous hospital.
Well, life is like a box of chocolates.
What you mean?
You never know what you're going to get till you call David Ernest. I'm going to go home now.
I think I'm going to go down to Dairy Queen, give me some French fried taters.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I stepped on a chipmunk.
What you do that for? He just a little feller.
Good advice from Carl and Forrest. Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And hey, Forrest is running home. Why are you running, Forrest?
I got to pay.
Sounded like he said he had to pee.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everyone's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. Are you tired of just having one number you can dial to reach David Ernest? Well, cheer up. Now there are two numbers. You can reach David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call now, leave your information, and you will get a call from Tootle Matthew, Princess Leah, or David himself. Now, here he is, the Professor of Prosperity, the Sultan of Savings, the Kaiser of Cash on the Barrel Head. Please welcome David Ernest.
Zooming in from you're at home tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm home tonight. You know, we're talking more on the health side of things. A lot of folks say, why do you talk so much about wealth? Well, we do talk about health, and tonight is a health show. It is related to your wealth, because if you have no health, you probably won't have any wealth. But what is the most important thing in your life? Feeling good or having a lot of money in a cash box? I think feeling good is more important. What do you think, Rusty?
Well, they always say as long as you got your health, you're rich as you need to be. But having some money can make it a little bit easier.
Absolutely. You need, of course, there's other sayings like the only thing worse than dying is outliving your money. I get it. You know, so it's a balance. It's a balance. But, you know, we've gone through a lot of changes down through time. We're a very conservative state, but at the same time, we're becoming more and more open-minded. Why? Well, us baby boomers are starting to literally run the show. Don't you know, we're getting old enough to be able to run the show. So as more of us come into, you know, into the what you call the power of the state or the logic or whatever you want to call it, you know, I can tell you for a fact, I've got a medical background. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that medical marijuana is the place to go. If you care about your human race at all. Why? Because you're condemning them to pain or taking medications that could ruin their life, called opiates that change them chemically. And, you know, you can say all these bad things about people that are in pain, but you won't find someone that's hooked on THC that's doing bad things, if that's all they're hooked on, because they can't get hooked on it. They can only get psychologically hooked on it, and it's mainly a pain preventer. When you're older, it's not something, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure that Willie Nelson smoked marijuana for pain regulation.
And Willie,
I don't smoke it. I don't smoke it. Mm-hmm. I have smoked it when I was in my early 20s, late teens. What person might not have? I mean,
Did you inhale?
I didn't inhale it. How about that one?
Right.
Thank you, Bill Clinton. Anyway, the thing is, you know, we're not stupid guys. We're educated folks here. We know the facts. Why can't our legislators, our governor, and all the other people have the heart to go against the big pharma and help out our needy that are in pain? You know, we've got to do the right things. I mean, when I get up here and talk about the things that I talk about conserving your assets, you know, I say if you're younger, go for the gusto, go for the risk, the high risk stuff. But you can't do that so much when you get into a double, super, triple, bubbled economy and you're older. You know, you're talking about being in pain.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in a severe pain when this market crashes or adjusts, and it will. And they're going to inflate the living daylights out of us. But, you know, what's worse, lose your money or be in pain while you're losing your money? That's a double whammy. We've got to do the right things. We've got to do the right things for people. I can't put older. I mean, if you're worth a lot of money, I'm not going to object to you being in the stock market, even if you're older. Mm-hmm. Because if you're worth $100 million, you lose $50 million. You can be like Gates, Bill Gates, and he loses $60 billion because he played whatever he did with made his wife mad. He's still got $60 billion. What's he going to do with it?
Well, I saw today somewhere they have been working on getting divorced since 2019.
Yeah, there's rumors about what he did, and I don't know what he did.
And
I don't know that he even did anything.
She
but
signed,
these rumors don't sound very good because they saw him with a certain gentleman who's now not breathing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because he committed suicide. Look, I don't want to be a judge. I'm not going to be a judge. Let his wife be the judge. The point I'm trying to make is if he's got $120 billion and he's diluted to $60 billion,
mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about him.
Well, she signed
needs to keep all his money in Microsoft or whatever he wants to do.
She signed a prenup, I think.
But if you've got a few $100,000 and that's all you got, you better hang on to it because this thing probably is going to get really bad and sad not too far in the future.
There you go. But understand, she signed a prenup, and she may only get like close to $400 million.
You're kidding.
That's what it said. Now
I didn't hear that one.
But, you know, they had a thing here recently, and there was a picture of her when they first got married. And the lady that he's with now, they don't look alike. It's like she might have been, you know, body snatched or something. You could be. You know, I think he's an alien. He must be. His idea that he, you know, he wants a lot of us to die because there's too many people on Earth.
I know. I've heard all that stuff.
And
the thing is, we want to do the right thing. I want all the legislatures and all the people to look deep inside themselves and say, okay, what's good for one person may not be good for another person. But let's give each individual the availability and the rights to do what's right for them, not necessarily put us all in one box. You know, if you've got a few hundred thousand or less, then and you're older, over 55, 60 years old, you should be told the truth and that it's going to be very dangerous in the future. Not all this hoopla that you read in the newspapers or on the internet about just hanging there, it'll come back. It might not come back this time so fast.
There you go.
You know, we have an overabundance of a bubble, and there's tremendous ratios that are out of whack, P.E. ratios. There's some stocks, I understand, are trading 600 times what they're really worth. What do you think's going to really happen when this thing snaps back? Really? Seriously? You think everything's going to be okay? Well, then if you do, then keep on taking the risk, my friend, because, you know, you really honestly believe that. But if you really think, or think like a lot of the economists and other folks, that this thing is overrated, you know, and maybe you need to think about conserving your assets. Don't put them in a box like the gentleman that just called. That's better than losing it in the stock market. I agree with that. But what if you could put it in something that had guarantees by insurance companies? And these insurance companies have trillions of dollars in investments and billions of dollars in liquidity. You know, they're not going to go away very easily. You know, there's a lot of backups to this stuff. And also, if you look at the history of things, historic standards are, in the 30s, there was thousands and thousands of banks that went out of business, but not one legal reserve insurance company didn't pay a dividend. How about them apples?
Pretty good record.
You think? So the record speaks for itself. And reality is this. If the government goes, it's all gone anyway. It doesn't matter. You know, there's stories about the Civil War and people having all this Confederate money. What's it worth today?
Well, it's worth nothing, Confederate money. The only way they'd have made anything out of it, if they had got it converted to gold before the war was over.
That's true. Gold bullion, not gold coins. I don't particularly like gold coins, but collectors might like them. But here's the thing. You know, there's no right or wrong answer to anything. If you really want to buy into the stock market a lot, then you think you know what you're doing, by all means do it. But just be aware that there could come a day of reckoning pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Don't put all your eggs in one basket either. You know, nobody should do that. But you know, there's a controlling group here. There's a lot of controlling groups. They want to control us. They want to control you how you invest your money. They want to control you how you take your medicine. And I say, back off. Let us do what we think is good for our own selves based on our own wisdom, because we're not stupid. We have the ability to think and reason. And when you're 66 years old, or, you know, older, you should know a few things about life.
Yeah.
One of the things you know is that you can lose money and it can go in a hurry. I can tell you, I know that one for a fact.
Well, we're getting close to the top of the hour here, and I wanted to ask you something. If this medical marijuana thing passes and gets signed by the governor, and of course you would have to go to the doctor and be evaluated to see if you need it. You can't just go down to the drugstore and say, give me a dime bag of that medical marijuana. But my question is, will there be, of course there'll be a tax on it, but will there be a market that you can invest? Can you buy shares of the medical marijuana?
Well, you're asking some good questions. I read some things where they were going to have some license and, you know, in other words, this stuff is a political football. You understand? Yeah. Everything, look at Florida, look at that, all those people down there being accused of doing all of those things that were underhanded about who's going to be able to raise the marijuana, who's going to be able to sell it, and distribute it, and all this stuff. This is where the power comes in of lobbying and power struggles and stuff like that. Probably won't be done right. Probably will be done wrong. but at least the people can get some pain relief. Now, we really need this thing to open. In my opinion, we need free enterprise to open up. They need to let people farm this stuff. Let them, you know, compete just like you do with cotton and other things. You know, if they came through and said, well, you could, only this guy can grow cotton. You know, why? Why would you want to do such a thing? Oh, because we got to regulate this stuff. Overregulation is always for another motive.
Mm-hmm.
Not always to protect the people. It's to protect the people in control.
Well, I've got a great idea for distribution.
What's that?
Ice cream man.
Oh, I love it.
You just put some in the back. You know, you want a lollipop pop thing? Oh, you want one of these icy? Oh. You come to the back. Now, I got to see your card now. Well, you good here. Here you go. You know, that was in one of the Cheech and Chong movies. I think it was Nice Dreams. That's what it was. They had them an ice cream truck with a big clown on the top of it, and they were selling dope all over the neighborhood. But
was it Chong or Cheech? He got a lot of problems with the authorities and stuff lately. I think he's getting out of it.
But, Tommy Chong, you know, got put in jail. He was selling the Chong Bong, and it was a bong that had his name on it. And they got him for, what do you call it? Not mail fraud, but using the mail you're selling drug paraphernalia through the mail.
Yeah. And, another control thing.
And it had his name on it, too, so.
Yeah, well, look, here's the thing. You're not really free. We're not free. We're being controlled. I'm controlled. There's only certain things that I can do to help people. And the regulatory controls are steep in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Pharma is powerful in this nation. And if you don't think there's a lot of money passes behind people's backs in this nation, then try to answer this question. Why are there so many multimillionaires that come out of Congress and Senate when they weren't when they went in?
They went in like church mice and they come out rich as they could be. And names that come to mind are Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and they're not even out yet. And, you know, you remember they were talking the other day about Hillary Clinton and her Clinton Foundation and Haiti. They raised all that money for Haiti, and they never got any of it. Haiti is pissed.
Oh, I'm telling you, this whole thing is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you don't pay to play, you don't play in this country.
That's right.
It's sad. We do not – you talk about something needing regulating.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really needs regulating, but they're the ones that are making the rules, the regulation rules. It's like the fox guarding the hen house.
That's a good analogy right there, because you know that fox, he's gonna slip in there and get something. You know, even if he's on guard duty, you know.
Right. So when they say, you know, we're gonna let these people suffer and they can't have this medical marijuana because I don't make enough money off of it or I can't get my grimy hands in it.
Right.
That's the shame, guys. That's the shame of this country. That's the could be the shame of this state and all the other states are in it. It has to do with politics, political control. They want to keep us under their thumb in every way whatsoever. We are a money machine and a voting machine for them. Why do you think they let those people jump over walls? They're dropping the babies over there. They're voting machines.
Exactly.
It's bigger than Dominion, man.
They're
Dominion's nothing compared to the things that are coming into this nation.
They're vote carriers, I guess you'd call them. Hey, I'm looking up here, and we're running close to the time to go to the house, but real quick. If you need David Ernest, and you do, whether you think so or not, and I'm, let's see, who was it called earlier? Doug, write these numbers down. Doug and Titus, write this down. 279-7431 and 205-479-0839. You want to probably call the first number since you're local here. Call David Ernest. Set yourself up an appointment. Go in to see him. You can talk to him on Zoom. You can wear a mask when you go in there. You might meet him down at the Waffle House. However you want to do that, but get to him and let him tell you some things and get you money out of the safe deposit box. That's the thing. What's the name of your new book? The 11th Commandment, Do Not Lose the Interest?
did not lose the, thou shalt not lose the principle.
The principle,
and,
yeah.
And then under it says the year that history repeated itself. And that's meaning we will have an adjustment.
That's available on Amazon right now. We need to talk more about that probably tomorrow night, too. And let's see. You want to take a minute or two and just kind of wind up? I got a special song for you since we talked about medical marijuana today.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try to keep this real short.
Okay.
You know, we all have opinions and we all have analogies of what's wrong and what's right. You know, my opinions and were formulated over years and years of, you know, personal growth and education that I have. I was one of the youngest paramedics in the state of Alabama. I was 17. I actually started when I was 16. I went through all the pre-meds of all. Did not go to medical school, but I took. I got a degree in biology, chemistry, and worked on all these other things like MBA and all this stuff. So you know, I've been around. You know, when we stand back and we look at all these things, we look at the stock market, how dangerous it is right now for people who've got their retirement money in there and they don't have a lot of money that they can waste or lose. It concerns me that they're not being told the truth. It concerns me. So, you know, it's just like, you know, about medical marijuana. Why is it so hard to get it out there to the people who need it? We're not being told the truth. What about Trump and the votes? Why were we not told the truth about how all that happened? We're never told the truth, guys. We are solely codependent on our own sometimes. So, you know, my advice is this. Analyze. Think. Ask questions. And we've got a number if you want to ask me some questions, and I'm going to let Rusty tell you those numbers.
334-279-7431. And let's see, we've got 205-479-0839. David Ernest has a website at retirewithernest.com. He's on Facebook at Retire with Ernest. That's it. Health and Wealth with David Ernest. That's the
right.
Facebook, yeah. And we got the new
what
show.
You been smoking?
Well, I did tell you I went to the doctor today. Anyway, we do have a new show. I should have it in by this evening or in the morning. I was a little late getting it in, but we should have it in. It should be on this weekend on ABC 32 or the CW at 5:30 on Friday and Saturday morning, or is it 5 o'clock? It's an early Sunday morning. Yeah.
They're both 5:30. Okay. 5:30 on Saturday, CW. 5:30 on ABC Sundays.
And I got a special song for you. I almost did the Greg Budell, Lawrence Welk version, but I decided to go with the real version. It's my mind just went numb. Brewer and Shipley.
You've been smoking something.
I'm just one toke over the line, man. You know. Now wait a minute. That's not right. See, I have been smoking something. Something ain't right here. Okay, I'm one toke over the line is what I was going to say here, and we'll get it right in a minute. Okay. There we go. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. Anybody got any Fritos? My goodness.
Sweet Jesus, one toke over the line.